Hi, welcome to WILO, where prognosticator Todd isn't apparently doing so well with his prognostications. The Groundhog's probably got a better record than I do. evidently, I was wrong about the county commissioners, and it's not going to be today. However,
leastwise, not yet. We're waiting to see.
Yeah, so it may be pending. But WILO party line, regardless, is always presented by your friends at Clinton and Carroll and BoonCountyDailyNews.com, your local news sources, the Big Deals page, WeLoveBigDeals.com, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, Encompass Credit Union and TC Trailers, and the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com on behalf of WILO and Boone 102.7 is brought to you by our friends at 51 West Event Center, Reinhardt Realtors, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Provide Computer Sales and Service, and the Farmers Bank on HoosierlandTV.com. I think, of course, the big thing we need to talk about immediately is the annual fish fry. I know we hit it really hard, but it's fish. It's Friday. It's Lent. And you don't have to be particularly Catholic to enjoy this. You just have to be able to enjoy fish. And it's a Friday, and it's a good meal, $15 per. You get your Alaskan pollock fillets, which you've heard us wax rhapsodic about, as well as baked potato or french fries, coleslaw or applesauce. I'm whipping out the thesaurus. Did you hear it come out? The thump?
Yep. I need to do that again. I haven't done that again for a while.
Pie and big cookies available. You pick. You get to pick one. Mm-hmm. Yes, even you, Bethany. I'm just picking a random name. Bethany, if I've offended you, whoever you are. Iced tea, lemonade, or coffee as well. And again, that is 4:30 to 7 tonight, Muller Hall. And that is at St. Mary's Catholic Church, the annual Knights of Columbus Lenten Fish Fry. Speaking of knights, did you hear that Foreigner and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have the support of a basically knight in shining armor, except he doesn't wear armor?
You're kidding.
Sir Paul McCartney has stepped up.
Yeah.
And he basically said, what the heck, except the word wasn't heck, in a very quick video that he posted. I didn't expect Paul McCartney and Foreigner to be quite as friendly as that. So that's kind of, I mean, it's not a diss on either. I'm just saying you wouldn't necessarily associate those two. But it's kind of cool that Sir Paul got on his horse and charged in there and said, you should have these guys in there.
Paul McCartney supports everybody. I mean, he supports all
Foo Fighters.
All types of genres. He supports different generations.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever listen to that Torch song album of his?
Have you seen how many Taylor Swift concerts he's gone to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talent, just an example of it.
Talent attracts talent, really, is what it comes down to.
Exactly.
So, big ups on that front. But I just, when I saw that story, I won't say I was in shock, but I was very pleasantly surprised. I admit I'm kind of a dabbler in Foreigner, and I am pretty much a Paul McCartney fan, but to see them supporting each other that way, just really, it makes you feel better about the state of the universe.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. We were talking about the fish fry at St. Mary's Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage everybody to go to, everybody up in Carroll County, please go to Carroll County Daily News, click on the community events tab, because all the churches around the Delphi area get together and they plan out Lent and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have partake in different parts of it as far as meals for Lent. They do different services. All that kind of stuff goes on, throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so much, too much to name, really,
right.
to
That's
be
why
honest.
You need to look at the page.
Exactly.
It's hand over fist, so much good stuff.
Is there a farmer's market this weekend?
Do what?
Do we know if there's a farmer's market?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Subtle behind the scenes commentary.
Yeah.
We'll loop you in.
And Cindy did bring it up. We have farmers market at the Clint County Fairgrounds.
That call evidently wasn't intended for me. I patched it through thinking that it was the commissioner surprising us, but I guess it was a question.
Yeah, it was somebody asking about the farmers market. Yes, farmers market is happening at the Edward Jones Community Building. This month, tomorrow, in fact, Saturday, it should be from 9 to 1, and that's going on. Delphi, I'm not sure, I don't think they have started theirs yet. I think that is actually starting more towards the end of the month or maybe April when they're going to be starting their farmers market up. But Clinton County Farmers Market, Frankfort Farmers Market is happening tomorrow at the Clinton County 4-H Fairgrounds. So I love going to the farmers market.
I don't want to sound like I don't understand how to produce a call-in talk show.
Mm-hmm.
But we could have patched that call through, and they could have asked us directly, and we could have just jumped, rather than playing telephone. Ironically enough,
that's all right. Hey, I was texting and having them do other things for me while I'm in here.
That's fair. That's fair.
We want to bring up the boys basketball tournament, and kudos to Frankfurt for winning.
Found out
Frankfurt won their game, so they're moving on as well.
Some good news.
We got Carroll moving on, or Rossville. One as well, so they're moving on. And then Clinton Prairie got the bye, so their first game is tomorrow night. And we're going to have that right here on WILO. In fact, we've got a doubleheader coming out of the Lafayette Central Catholic tournament. We've got Clinton Prairie.
Hold on. Let me zhoosh this up a little bit. Okay. Doubleheader on WILO, baby. Break off the knob. Okay, now you're up.
All righty. Anyway, I apologize for that.
I don't need anybody apologizing for me.
Throwing Kleenexes at you here.
Oh, the pain, the shame. Okay.
There's a lot of that today. WILO Boys Basketball Tourney on WILO Radio. I do want to emphasize this is on radio.
It's not, if you're watching on Hoosierland, don't come here for the game. No. Come here on WILO for the game.
Yep, Don and Carl will not be on the TV. They will be on the radio airwaves. Mm-hmm. Beginning roughly around, I'm going to say 5:45, 5:50. And
a little pre-gaming.
Yeah, a little pre-game warm-up there as we start out with Clinton Prairie taking on Lafayette Central Catholic in the first game. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock, but pre-game will be about 5:45, 5:50. And then after that one, stick around because, it's like I said, it's a doubleheader. We've got Carroll taking on Covington from Lafayette Central Catholic. Mm-hmm. So we're also going to be following Rossville, keeping an eye on that game. We'll be keeping an eye on Frankfurt and texting. We do a lot of texting updates to Don and Carl so they can get those scores up. Mm-hmm. So we're anxious to see how all these teams move on.
Yeah.
So
I guess what Melissa is saying is pack and pop two bags of Orville Redenbacher.
Yeah.
So you can be prepared because you're going to be there for a while in front of your radio. Yeah. And it's going to be good. It's going to be good stuff.
It's going to be good. Yeah. I think it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out for all these teams. And like I said, we're going to be keeping an eye on Frankfurt, even though we're not broadcasting Frankfurt and Rossville. We are going to be keeping an eye on those. We'll be giving updates to Don and Carl so they can get those on the air as to how those games are going as well. And then we're hoping that we're going to be broadcasting live with a game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. We're not quite sure which game, but we have put in for all the possibilities. Mm-hmm. So, we're hoping that we'll be have a game on Saturday live as well. So, and who knows, we may end up with one game live and another game with updates. Mm-hmm. So, we're at the mercy of Friday night schedule.
Yeah.
And see how things go. But we want to thank our sponsors for coming to us and helping us with all this coverage. Collisions Unlimited, Hefty Alignment and Radiator Service, Flowers and Friends, Fire Pizza, Davis Comfort Solutions, Reinhardt Realtors, Tumble Down Farms, and Esserman Best One Tire and Auto are going to be with us for the Carroll and Clinton Prairie games, and then we're following Rossville. We're going to see what happens there, and we possibly will be getting at least reports, if not broadcasting live with Rossville, depending on how that game comes out. Mm-hmm. Crop fertility specialists are back in Rossville, so thank you to all of those sponsors who are letting us bring great basketball action. I mean, it's been a great year for basketball. Also, speaking of that, I even took a picture of this so I would not lose it, and I didn't have to search through social media to find it. But big shout out to,
I was ready to stall if I needed
to. Yeah, no, you're fine. Big shout out to Sarah Parkinson of Clinton Central, Allie Harness of Carroll, and Madison Wagner of Carroll for being named to the small school All-State team.
See, what I love is also, now that you mention that, I love that, I'll admit I'm kind of like a little distant from sports, but my ear is trained for certain names, and I'm hearing these names over and over again. So glad to hear that they're going to be in that. That's a wonderful statement to their abilities.
It is. Allie Harness, of course, we all know Allie Harness from Carroll. We've been hearing that name for 4 years now because she was an outstanding freshman and all the way through. But she is in the running for Indiana basketball,
mm-hmm.
Miss Indiana basketball, and I'm sure she made the junior all-state team last year, underclassmen team, and I'm sure she's mm-hmm. she's going to be on that.
I feel compelled to do this a la Burt Parks, Miss Indiana basketball.
Yeah. Well, she holds like the all-time scoring record at Clinton Central at Carroll mm-hmm. for basketball, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. She has well over 2,000 points up there, and so pretty cool. I'm anxious to see because with Clinton Central and the way they played and everything, I'm anxious to see whether or not we don't see some names at least.
Start to pop
a couple
up
of
more.
Names more from those girls on Clinton Central to see if some of those get on more lists mm-hmm. like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty cool.
So, let's very quickly go to the phone, Kim, one of our regulars calling in today. Always good to hear from you, Kim. What's up?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Since your guest wasn't there, I asked Ken if you were taking open line. He said, yeah. So this might
absolutely, we are.
Sure.
Well, thank you. I just wonder, is there any updates on the disciplinary actions of our AG? Because remember, he was blaming the doctor for being an abortion doctor and all this,
right.
And she sued him, and it was supposed to be disciplinary, but have you heard anything?
No, I have not heard any more on that. I know that case is actually even being discussed in Ohio's state house. It's been brought up in Ohio, so I don't know what's going to happen as far as, you know, whether there's going to be fallout or whether there's going to be some productive
mm-hmm.
coming in other state legislatures, but I found it interesting that Ohio is actually discussing everything that went down.
Oh, great. I haven't heard that. The only thing I heard about Ohio was they were sent their National Guard, some of their National Guards to Texas, and what are they doing? They're cleaning out horse stables. I thought, isn't that degrading? I mean,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and back to Rakita. You probably saw he was in Colorado complaining about the illegals in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, mister, is what are you doing about the illegals here? You're supposed to be in Indiana, not Colorado or Texas or any other thing.
I find it fascinating uh-huh. how they manage to travel all over the place. And I do understand where uh-huh. you go and you uh-huh. you visit other states to see mm-hmm. how they're handling things.
Yeah.
But so much of it is it's been politicized so badly
absolutely
that you just kind of you hear it, you just want to turn it off just
yeah.
simply because you don't know who to believe.
That's right.
You know, it's a political warfare at this
yeah.
point, and there's an awful lot of innocent people both legal and illegal
yeah.
that are being persecuted now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we don't have some bad stuff uh-huh. coming across the border, because let's
yeah.
face it, we got, you know, look at the drug
yeah.
you know, trafficking that's going on. But, you know,
now personally for drugs,
yeah.
If you don't take them, why do you bother? I don't take them, and most people I know don't take them. And if you have any religion in that, so why are politicians blaming, you know, the government or blaming the whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But why aren't they talking about being religious? The Republicans seem to think they are,
mm-hmm.
which we know they're not.
Well, and isn't there supposed to be, isn't there something in the Constitution about separation of church and state?
Yes, that's right.
Can that foolishness. What are you talking about?
That's right. That's right. I think some of these churches should be taxed because... What am I thought
well,
of? I thought,
you know, to go to your point, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I understand where you're coming from completely.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my opinion started to shift to the possibility mm-hmm. of that idea. The Super Bowl. If you're uh-huh. able to drop $14 million mm-hmm. on two commercials,
that's right.
Yeah.
You know, granted, you are promoting a certain sensibility, but at mm-hmm. the same time, if you've got that kind of money to burn, you could, feed the poor.
There's a difference between, I want to make sure we get to clarify this mm-hmm. and get it
yeah.
out there. There's
yeah.
a difference between the churches that we have here
mm-hmm.
in our community. And then the mega churches
yeah.
that
yeah.
are
this
making...
Is not,
definitely.
This is not Joel Osteen. I mean, it is
yeah.
Joel Osteen, but that's not what we have here.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Right. We have churches that the money goes back to the community.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're non-profit. They're pure non-profits.
There's uh-huh. internal support for where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I don't
I
like
have
when
a problem
they start
with,
talking... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have a problem with mega churches.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like the local ones where they're talking about, you know, politics, and it's like you say, separation of church and state. I go to church to learn the word of God, not listen to who you want me to vote for.
mm-hmm.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think everybody's welcome to their opinion,
But I think that's something that we don't have that here.
No, thank goodness we don't.
We have fantastic clergy and fantastic churches in our listening area, and it's just it's amazing everything that they do.
And you know how you can tell that we don't have that problem here?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you send a letter to where we are, you don't put comma TX.
That's right.
For any Texans out there listening, pretend I said the word tuxedo.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it is prom season coming up.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about spending money. Yeah, like these people who stand in line for days, get the new iPhone. Mm-hmm. If you have that much money, why aren't you, like you say, helping people rather than buying a new phone?
This is fair.
I have the new one, but I make payments.
Yeah.
But you probably didn't stand in line for three days.
No, I didn't. I just automatically upgraded when it was time for me to upgrade.
Different. That's different. If you want to buy it or whatever, that's fine. But if you, and then you say, oh, I don't have a job or whatever their problem is, but you're standing in line for an expensive phone.
Nope, I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Well, since you agree, I'll just say, well, you guys have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So I love it when Kim calls in.
I do too, and I will say
I miss Carl too.
Yeah, we need to hear from
him. He's got
to
be on a cruise somewhere.
He must be.
I mean, good grief, the man lives on a cruise boat during the winter. So
Kim has now taken like a good 4 or 5 calls, like a good handful of them while Kim was on the phone. And I guess they're all telemarketers that are calling in because he keeps disconnecting the call.
Yeah, there you go. How many telemarketer calls are you guys getting? I mean, personally, let us
Russ,
know.
Russ, how about you? I've been screening calls for you where people are asking about your printer needs. Maybe you need to step up and answer the phone in here, Russ.
Yeah, I was wondering if you have insurance, maintenance insurance on your.
Yeah, we've been getting that one a lot.
You
too.
Wouldn't have anybody in mind personally that might be better at it.
I thought
he clears his throat.
I thought I would call on this open line party line and. Some people may have noticed a new item on our Clinton County Daily News. We did not put this on Carroll or Boone County Daily News, but when you log into the free local online newspaper, Clinton County Daily News, you're going to get prompted on the new survey. Did you guys see that?
I have not, but I've been doing a morning show, to be honest.
Jay's on this, and we finally got it up. And it's simply this is not intended whatsoever to be political in any way.
Mm-hmm.
There is a conversation emerging, or you could say re-emerging, about the question of are you in favor of special driver permits to undocumented aliens? So it's just a fact that some of our industry, et cetera, are starving for a labor force.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so just people need to know that labor force cannot in part be fulfilled because of the difficulty for insurance and drivers, driving permits, et cetera.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's maybe a community conversation about that, whether or not that would. And so ultimately, it would have to be done at the state level. So this is a local conversation about a state action or inaction. And I could, we can talk about the advantages and disadvantages both ways. But I think, again, WILO, we include listener opinion. We'd like to know what people think.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm looking at it right now, and I know, in for the most part, I would be leaning towards no, my personal opinion. But I would like to have like more legality information on that because I like to research. I have a problem if they're here illegally. I want to know why are they here? What are they running from? I mean, I have no problem with anybody. The U.S. is a melting pot. You can, I mean, take a DNA test, people. More than likely, you're going to find out that your DNA is from all over the place.
And I have some American Indian in.
Yeah, so do I.
Well, a perfect example of this, I can't remember which site it is. It's a 23andMe or something, something where it tells you about the, your cultural.
Sure.
And there was, there's something in there called the Genghis spike, which is specifically like some crazy number, like 90% of people, it's way up there, have this Mongolian spike, and it is because of Genghis Khan kind of going all over the place. I don't know how to explain it politely.
Yeah, but my point is...
He killed the other competitors for egg.
Sure.
I mean, my point is, though, is there's no such thing as a pure American, because we're all made up of all different cultures.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever that is, exactly. Yeah, it really doesn't exist. You know, the American Indian would probably be the closest to being the pure resident, and even there's...
And there's even a heritage there.
There's possibility that was even a migration. So, you know, but I think we need to look at one. Granted, there needs to be a better way to screen, but also there's got to be a better way to make it so that they can, if they want to be here permanently, then they go through the steps. It shouldn't take. I mean, I know people, it took 20 years to get citizenship. It shouldn't take anybody 20 years to get citizenship.
Unless they choose to.
I mean, that's just wrong.
Right.
But they definitely won a green card, whatever you want to call it. And I also, and Russ, maybe you can tell me this, one of the things that I want to research too is, what about taxes? I mean, does anybody who's here who is not a U.S. citizen pay taxes? I mean, I know some. I have some friends that have green cards, and they pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But you know,
right on.
That's part of it for me is if you're going to live here and we have programs that are going to support you, then
you need to be completely in the melting pot.
Yeah, you should be paying in to help support those programs.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we have a couple choices, don't we? We can choose to put this on the table to discuss, to inform ourselves, and to have a discussion, perhaps sometimes heated, about yay and nay, and under what conditions, if any. We could choose to do that, or we can choose to remain silent and not discuss this issue. I know that you guys eliminated the liner from Vern Casper at the beginning of Party Line. What did he say on that?
Well, that was simply because we're trying to figure out how to wedge it in there and make it work. But it's just because the ID's gotten so long.
What did he say?
Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
There we go, something like that.
Yeah,
and that's. And we're doing it also on Clinton County Daily News. And interestingly enough, I understand, and Shan Sheridan can enlighten us more about this, but, you know, the people that are saddled with keeping a labor force on task on 28 West, that's quite a responsibility, and they need to have people in seats out there. And Clinton County has the lowest unemployment rate in the state. And a lowest,
which is a good thing and a bad thing in itself.
And so here we are gasping for air for a workforce, and some cannot get to an employer. So anyway, I'm not saying whether I'm for it or that's not my job, but it is our job to be a mirror of the community.
Yeah.
And if we can do so, then we're happy to do that.
Well, and again, I want people to do their due diligence, do the research.
Yeah,
you know, don't just jump to conclusions. And unfortunately, there's way too much of that happening in our country all the way around. People are quick to jump on the bandwagon, but not very quick on doing the research.
So if you go to Clinton County Daily News, if you want to have a voice in at least the poll, just go to Clinton County Daily News. I think it'll pop up on the, depending on whether you have a phone or an iPad or a computer, I think you'll see it. It'll pop up as when you enter the site, and then it'll also be over on the left-hand side.
Yeah, if you're looking on the phone, you actually just page down, and it'll be below the news stories, and it'll come up right there with the countdown to the eclipse clock.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, what they're talking about has nothing to do at this time, and I know there's a camel's nose under the tent issue here, but it has nothing to do with voting, per se, although some will say it's a camel's nose under the tent on that issue, but it does have to do, like, for instance, Susan and I went to Germany, and we went with another couple, and we were tooling around Germany on the Autobahn with our driver's license, and so... legally, and I guess our clock would have run out in X number of weeks or months, but it's,
sure.
Question is, how do you accommodate, if at all? So anyway, that's all. I wanted to call people's attention to that poll.
No, that is cool.
I hope that we can have several hundred people answer that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be neat. I'd like to see where everybody stands on that. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right.
Good. That's all.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. We are at the close of the show. Anything else we need to mention before we get out?
No, I don't think so. Let's slip out here because we got... This is Friday.
We're good.
Jeez, yeah.
We're good.
All my days are running.
Cheyenne was yesterday.
No, just reminding everybody that tonight, we got ball games
on
Lafayette Central Catholic. Sectional coverage starts at 5:45, roughly,
on
right around there.
WILO, not Hoosierland. This time it's on the radio.
Yeah, so Boone 102.7, 96.9 FM or AM 1570. That's where you're going to want to tune in for first game is Clinton Prairie versus Lafayette Central Catholic. Boys basketball sectional action. Second game, it is a doubleheader tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Second game is Carroll versus Covington, and that one will roughly tip off 7:30. Depends on how the first game goes. They might tip off a little earlier than that, but normally around 7:30.
All righty. Melissa, have a good weekend, and we'll catch you on the flip. It is WILO Party Line. Remember, you can check the vast archive at HoosierlandTV.com. You can check out the five most recent episodes on the Party Line page at Boone or Clinton or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Or you can just simply stay right here on your radio and break off the knob. Listen for it at 5 p.m. and midnight right here on WILO. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller. Good to have you with us. You have a good rest of the day and enjoy that nice, mostly sunny weekend. WILO. Bye-bye.